Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. to the Power Lunch, Ephrah Wednesdays with the Divine Prince. All is truly and indeed a blessing. divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now tuned in live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, as well as Awo Ojolola Ifa Sakin, and this is Ifa Wednesday. Eshuale Gwana Kosiwere, Awo Ondo Uto Niiwo, Ara Afando Osi, Obatala Ni Ita Niibo, Oniyo Aban Ishu. Eshu is respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls the scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu. You are now listening live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test at one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Again, I reiterate, this is Ifa Wednesday. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Tai at Mecca, Tai Potions, and Hoodoo Central in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down the great opiate stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. We certainly appreciate you and your continued support here at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time, live on Blog Talk Radio, and always, always in archive at your leisure and convenience. All of our broadcast shows automatically record, and I believe you can start listening to them sometimes as early as 30 minutes after the show. But I most certainly do appreciate your continued support and participation at our live listen-in and call-in number, area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will certainly be forward with you momentarily. Baba Ifa Sakin, I know you're on the road. I most certainly do appreciate your continued support, commitment, and dedication to this show. For indeed, your wisdom brings a wealth of a blessing, if you will, to the show, and I certainly do appreciate you. And when you're not here, you're still here. And I greatly appreciate that about who you are as a person. We also have with us today one of our beloved brothers and leaders and Babalawos from Osogbo, Nigeria. And he, too, is on the phone lines with us now live. I was worried there just for a minute, my brother, but I see you are with me. Both of your lines are open, Baba Ifa Sakin, and as well as our very special guest, Adeyemi Ajani Ilabobun. Baba, we need to both of you, Alafia.
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 Greetings to you, Baba.
Alafia. Yeah, how are you hearing me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, Abaru Aboye.
Aboye Boshishe, Boto.
Asure Woriwofun. Alafia to everybody in the house. I greet you all.
Okio, Baba.
Yeah. So, how's everybody today? Ifa Sakin, Ajani, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. I'm doing well. I pray you and your family are doing well. Please, yeah. Especially greet your dad for me when you see him again.
I will. That's been a long time. How's everything with you?
Everything's good. Everything is good. I'm not sure if Prince Tai had mentioned to you in the private conversation you had before, but I'm about to embark on a spiritual mission tour where I'm doing Ifa work along the east coast of the United States. I'm definitely going to come in contact with a lot of good people, a lot of people who want the enrichment of Ifa in their lives, and people want to make sure that they are aligned properly with their best destiny. And it's a beautiful opportunity, and I am thankful that I'm able to serve in this way. And I know you as a Babalawo, especially in your lineage, you are proud and happy to be able to serve similarly or even at a greater extent. Well, it's in your family, and that is a beautiful thing. You have that heritage going way back, whereas we here in America are generally reclaiming that heritage after we've been without it for so long.
I'm very happy, you know, to be online, to be live on radio with Divine Prince. You know, very happy. You know, he told me that Ifa Sakin Ajani, he always come, you know, to help. Ifa Sakin is my man. We are friends. Long time, you know, we met. He was here a long time ago. He's a good guy. You know, I'm very, very happy. You know, I'm very happy. First of all, let me first take my homage to Olodumare. To God, you know, Olodumare, give me grace today. I have an opportunity, you know, to come online with you guys to talk to you. Thank you, Olodumare. Oba, Senegal, for that video, me. Iba, Olodumare, I got to. Okay, go, but it's good. I go, Oba, Olodumare, Iba, I make my homage to my father, my homage to my mother, my homage to my Oluwo, my homage to my Oshigono, my homage to my Akoda, Ashidawo, Iba, Olodumare, Iba, Osho, which is Iba, Usad, Iba, everybody that is hearing me today all over the world, my homage to you, Amekiba, to the man, Amekiba, to the woman, Amekiba, to the young ones, girls, to women, Amekiba, to you all. Please accept me as I am today. Amekiba. To Ifa Sakin, make my homage to you, Amekiba, to Prince, Divine Prince, make it back to you, to my brothers, New Orleans, Baba Gino, our Gino, Dada, Sebu, my brothers, Atlanta, Rashan, Williams, Ty Samuel, Alpha Shola, Shalashe, you know, my brothers all over America, in New Orleans, Atlanta, New York, everybody that hearing me today. My I can't mention everybody's names. The woman in Atlanta, Yumo, everybody, the woman over there. I make my homage to you, Musumolulua Samuel. My homage, Obatai Samuel. My homage in New York, all over the world. My homage to you all, my friends, family over there. I have a lot of family in America. So my homage to you all. People that work with you. So all my people that work with you, Divine Police, I make homage to you. I pray to you that if I will continue, bless you and protect you. Your this thing that you are doing is very, very good. I'm very, very happy to be here with you today. So if I will bless you, Olodumare will guide you and provide for you. By the name of my ancestor, it will be so.
I most appreciate and I'm humbled and honored in service to the community, to the American community as well as the Nigerian folklore community, but also to the ancestors and spirits to be able to do this work and regain these connections. For indeed, we are still connected at many levels here in the States as well as there in Nigeria. And a part of what I've been doing here with the show at E5 Wednesdays is to sort of bridge that gap. And we pray that today you can not only convey that message and get that message across, you know, that Nigeria wants to reconnect with us, that it is possible for us to not only reconnect at the cultural level, but at the religious level, and make these ceremonies and these rituals and these initiations and truly keep the spirit and the practice of Ifa alive globally, worldwide, wherever we are. As you said, we are family, and we're a big family, and we're a growing family, and we're growing every day. So it's important that we convey that message and make it clear and make sure that it's accessible to those who truly want to connect in earnest. Baba Ifa Sakin has played a really important role in my not only doing the show, but showing how we can come together across distance, across belief even, to bring some unity and some cohesiveness to the Ifa community. And I think it's important, detrimentally important to all of our survival, that we do that. So we certainly embrace you today and what message you would bring forward with us today. Of course, Baba Ifa Sakin is a little better versed in the Yoruba, so he's going to help me out a lot when that comes into the conversation. But we certainly appreciate your time. We know it's 7 o'clock in the evening there, and I want to take the time now to always welcome you back. You have an open platform here every Wednesday on Ifa Wednesdays with us.
Baba Adani.
Yes.
I'm wondering, last week in the show that Prince Ty and I did last week, we were talking about our Odu Ifa that came out for this year of 2013. And in his House of Divine Prince, they got Obara Meji. So we would like to get some input from you on that, if you don't mind. And also for Maile, or Sebile Temple of Ifa, we got Ejiope.
Okay.
So if it's not too much of a burden at this time, if you could please give us some insight on those two Odu, I know Prince Ty and myself, we would greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure that our listening audience will really appreciate your input coming from the mother and coming from Nigeria, and I know I really appreciate it coming from Oshogbo, which is the home of my spiritual lineage.
First of all, I would like to say this to all my brothers, sisters in diaspora, in America, Europe, and all that, that we are all one. We are all one. We are one. If you see each other, let's embrace each other. If you see our skin, we are the same thing. Our blood is the same thing. We are all one. Let's all be united. The only thing that brings us together is just the blood that brings us together. Skins bring us together. Our hair brings us together. Our ancestors, we are all one. You know, Ifa is there to guide everybody. If you are all welcome to Ifa, everybody come back, come to Ifa now. Ifa embrace you, welcome you, get initiation done, learn it. Ifa will tell you how this life good, how bitter it is, and how sweet it is. So Ifa will teach you everything you need to know in this life. You know.
Yes, indeed.
We were in Africa. In Nigeria, and in Oshogbo, Osun State, those that are here before, they know we love you all. Oshogbo, Nigeria, all welcome, everybody that want to come. You are welcome.
Ah.
This is your motherland. This is your motherland. Please come back home. Come and see.
Hey.
Don't listen to what they are telling you on television, or listen on the radio. No, it's not true. We are all, nobody, all of us are not poor. We thank God. Thank you, Father. So come back home and see for yourself how it is. Africa is sweet. This is your home. This is your home. Nobody will, no reasons, no anything like that, no reason, no everything. But you are here, everybody will embrace you. You're all welcome home. Come back home. Come back home and see. This is your motherland. So Obarameji for this year, Obarameji is a good Odu. Obarameji. It's a good Odu for those that ever said that for Obarameji, is it for divine, right? For divine prince?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that it will be blessing of a child for our people this year. So for divine, for everybody, your lost one, this is your program. Want the child or the little child that is coming this year. If I say this child is going to be a blessed child, if I give the name for this child, the name is Ifa Kayode, if I bring happiness, if I bring joy, Ifa Kayode is the name for this child. So, Obarameji, it's a good Odu for this year. Blessing of a child, more money is coming. Victory over the enemies, long life. Some people that are sick, they will regain their strength. Everybody will be in good health this year. But if we continue learning, if this year do then, making able. We are traditionalist Yoruba people. If I don't tell you, don't fast. You don't need to fast. Don't starve yourself. No, don't fast. If you need anything from God, do reading. Make your sacrifice. If you make sacrifice, whatever thing you need, God will give it to you. If I will give it to you, don't starve yourself. You don't need. Don't we? Don't fast. No, we don't fast. No, don't starve yourself. Your father means you are starving yourself. So, get a reading done. If you have been in any darkness, any problem in place of work, neighbors giving you problem, anything, you don't need to starve yourself. Go to Babalawo, let them do reading for you. they do anything for you, then do make your sacrifice. Everything will take care of. You have victory or everybody that's disturbing you in the place of work, at home, in neighbors or whatever. If you want a promotion, success, money, everything, those things are very, very simple for a fat to grasp or to do for you. So, Obarameji, Oto Oba, and the other one, you know, the other one, when you go back to the other one, the other one, the other one, the other one, Oh yeah, we don't do it. If I say that this guy, whoever this, or if I pray for, go and get yourself initiated. Go and initiate to if I. This about this or do my major prayers for this one need to get initiated to if I go and initiate to if I go and wash your head, go and wash your head to this river that all the bad things, negative things, everything will go away from you, leave you away. Then good things will come. Father, this Odu Ifa prayers of Baramechi, this person needs to go and get himself initiated to Ifa. Initiate is very, very important. This of Baramechi, Oto Oba, Adura Fon, Onoko Lori Wari Ola Sodo. Oria Owe, Lodire, that way that your head will become, you'll be successful in life. Your head will become successful, be famous in life. Kafi roketi po, kafi rokere sile, adeba fun agbogbo ni won, le ti lo ma biro ninu. Abiro nto lo ma e wa wo ma agbogbo. If I say you in this odu that there's a woman, if I was talking about one woman that has been having a stillbirth, maybe stillbirth, you have a maybe pregnancy. It comes, some people, when women, they want to have a, you know, they really to have a children, have a child, but it's not coming. Or is she pregnant, during her labor, the child died, after having a stillbirth, but that this one needs to make a neighbor, so that the stillbirth will stop. The good child will come for this person. So that's the blessing of the children, of a child, a baby, you know, by Major's house. So, but then I need to make a neighbor because of a sleep bag that you will not be having a children, child have been dying, you know, but then I need to make a neighbor to prevent that. To prevent that. Obarameji. Alright, maybe rather than can also need to make a neighbor, you know, but I made it the blessing of a child, so I made and the morning blessing of a good luck but this one the most of the particular thing this old like this person is if you are not initiated to IFA before you need to get into initiated. But if this person brother. If this person is already initiated, God, I need to go and feed this Ifa and take care of his own Ifa. Take care of Ifa, learning Ifa. Ifa is very sweet to learn. You know, very, very sweet to learn. Then, in addition, you people try and take Yoruba class, Yoruba, because Yoruba is the language that God will speak to you. Where we, we grow in age, 100 years, 120 years, we pass on, during the judgment. Yoruba is the wife, is the word God will speak to you. If you learn Yoruba now, it's plus for you. So, try and learn Yoruba. It's a very, very good language. Yoruba is very, very good in cultures, traditions. Yeah, it's all there. So, Obarameji. No, Obarameji. Obarameji is a good. Obarameji is a good Odu. So far, that's a blessing. If I say can Ejiogbe.
Ah, yes.
We all know Ejiogbe. You know, Ejiogbe, we all know Ejiogbe. If I say, okay, I want to recite Ejiogbe now, I'm going to start it tomorrow. So, you know, in the house at Ejiogbe, you know, father, that this house is going to be growing, you know. Don't relent. You know, people will stop. A lot of people will join your house. You know, good people will join, bad people will join. But I don't relent, making Ebo feel like that the bad people, they will not destroy your house. You know, always speak to your Ifa. Always speak to your Ifa, making Ebo. Like that you will always see the joy. Ayo yo go ayo yo go ayo yo go ma I never born me like for a bomb mo yo yo la I want a bomb mo yo yo la or I never bawa or banja if I say that in your house you always happy, there won't be any sorrow in your house. I'm sure that you have always have shots in your house every day. Everybody live, you know, for happiness. If you like salt now, salt always sweet, never bitter. There won't be any bitter in your house.
A joke.
Then, everybody in a joke temple, watch whenever you go out, party, club, whatever. Watch what you want to hit. Don't just eat. The pie, whatever they are, let me taste it. Know what you want to eat. Don't just eat or drink anyhow. You know, then you're very, very careful. You're very, very careful because, not because of anything, because of bad people, because of poison, so that they will not poison you or whoever in your house. Maybe when you really know, I don't know. You know, Igbe is snail. Snail is Igbe. Igbe, he has nothing to eat than to eat sand. He always eat sand. You know, before Igbe is trying to consult Ifa, I don't have anything to eat. What will I eat? You know, sand, people pee in the sand, people vacating on the sand, a lot of, you know, anything that's not good. Throw it out, you know. I don't want to eat poison. That's what it means. Snail, go to Balawo. If I preach to consult Ifa, they say, snail, you need to make an edible. So whatever thing that you taste, it won't be poison. It won't be poisonous. So snail make, you know, he makes the edible or everything that Ifa told the snail to do. He makes sacrifice. Today, people have known snail very, very well. Snail eats sand. Today, since then, from today, it never die. It never. So far that you, if anybody trying to poison you, you just eat their poison. It will make you fat.
I remember that Odui Fa verse, what the mouth sees is what the mouth eats. That was divine for a snail when snail was eating sand and the snail babies were dying. And the snail was advised then to offer air ball such that he and his children will no longer die. And the snail heard the echo and complied. Now the snail is no longer dying. The snail is eating sand. The snail is no longer dying, and the children of the snail live long. Ashe.
Ashe. We most certainly appreciate that offering. I think we lost Baba momentarily, but he's returned back on the line. Are you back with us now,
yeah.
Baba?
Yeah, I'm back online. My connection. Back connection. I'm on a joke. So, Mr. Rebo. Now, they always, you know, it is nil. It is sand. From sand, nothing happened. You have to feel over the enemies and the Ejiogbe. If Ejiogbe appears for someone that is sickness or sick in the bed, in the hospital, sick, right, this person, we need to appease to Ifa, she go, Ifa, she go to Ifa for this person. Not because of anything, because of death, so that this person will not die. If a joke will come, this is that your house is a joke, but you need to feed your Ifa with the she-goat, give offer she-goat to your Ifa for long life, for blessings, for blessing of money and good luck and all that. She-goat, offer she-goat to your Ifa in a joke, offer she-goat to your Ifa. If I say that Ejiogbe Odudu Owule Edu Okunkun Owule Ogun Aye Lagba Alawo Agbara Defo Atin Lara Eyo Okun Lara Lara Eyo Dada Lara Eyo Yole Ibani Atin Lara La Paje Atin Lara La Paje Atin Lara La Poma Ori Mi Apele Aya Mi Afobi Kan O Saigo Ibo Atin Lara. God tell me that Ejiogbe is a blessing of three things for the house of Ejiogbe. Blessing of your wife, blessing of money, blessing of a child, children, the house of Ejiogbe. The house of Ejiogbe will be blessed with a lot of children, you know. But then you need to offer a peace to your holy, your destiny to your head, a peace to your chest. If you use cola to touch your chest, to touch your head, you know, so that your holy will bless you with a good wife, your holy will bless you with the money and the good children, so that you won't be stressful. It won't be any stressful before you, before your wife pregnant. You know, go and see, it won't be that. I want to go and see my doctor day to day, every week. You need to feed the holy, feed the holy, your chest, as a blessing for them, for three things. The person that needs you with that, out of the joke with them, this is two blessings every day. Tutu blessing. People in the house. Ah, Baba, I was blessed today. Ah, Baba, I was blessed today. I think in the day, two people will call you. Baba, I was blessed today. That's how the house of Ejiogbe is. No. Alolo, alolo, atiro, unwa kala, ojulo gutoki. Tiba fun olomi lobi, tisaya agba miregun. Omila, we ode ke ku fa miri wofe. If you let me do to Ayari, back with that, if you always protect the Akwetebi, all the Akwetebi of House of Ejiogbe, all the Akwetebi, all the wife of Omumila, all the woman that married to Babalawo, if I say that he always protect you, in House of Ejiogbe, he always protect you, your wife. What is protect you, all the woman that Akwetebi, the wife of Omumela, the woman that's married to Babalawo, the wife of Babalawo, they are tied to Akwetebi. There's no doubt about that. It's not a title that we don't give to people. We don't give to just ordinary woman. No, we don't just give it out to the people. No, to anybody. this title is originally for the woman that married to Babalawo.
Gotcha.
That woman called Akwetebi. If you marry to Babalawo, you call automatically that woman called Akwetebi, the wife of Ohumila. So, if I say that blessing, protection, long life, all the women that marry to Babalawo, Akwetebi, in a geogwe. Alolo, alolo, atiro, unwa akala, ojulo guntoki, adivavun, alova alomi lobi, zizaya agbemi ligun, alomi lebi, the wife of Omila. Omila, we ode keku ufa. Ifa oni, ifo lomi lobi ayare, fukupa, ifa will never allow death to kill his wife, never. Never, it never happened. If I always protect Akwetebi, always protect his woman, always protect. So if I say we always protect our women for us, all our women, our daughters, all women, if I say we protect all the women, if I say we protect everybody. Ejiogbe. So if I say the blessing of those that. Woman that's seeking for husband, they want to marry. Man that you want a wife, I want a wife this year. Woman, man that's okay, this year I need a wife in my house. I want someone, a good woman that caring, lovely, beautiful, good looking, sexy. You know, if I say. It will be so this year. It's going to be a blessing of a woman for the man that wants a woman. It's going to be a blessing of a man, maybe a husband, a hobby for a woman that needs a man. Not a man that they would date for a 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month. No, forever. That they will be together forever. It will be so. If I said that this year, it will be a blessing of a woman. The women outside the man, the house outside, they will come out. Man that they are hiding in their house, they will come out this year. Seek for the woman. Woman that they are hiding. No. If I say that, if I will push them outside this year, men will take how many they want. If you want two, take two. If you want one, take one. So, if I say the blessing of a woman, for the man that want a woman, blessings of a for the man, for the woman that want a man this year, and not for a job. So a job. So I know that you all know. I don't need to be telling us what you will. What you will call Ifa, I know Ifa Sakin is there. Adani Ogun is there with you. He have been there telling you that what you will call Ifa, you know, Ifa is science. Ifa is not the magic. No. Ifa is not the magic.
Right.
It's science. Ifa is not the magic. You know, it's science. Ifa is there. Ifa is the one that creates all lands. Ifa is creating all over the world. Ifa is the one that creates everywhere. What you be in life, if you go to Ifa, Ifa will tell you, this is how you be in life.
Yes.
Nothing will change that. Ifa is the witness, a learning thing, witness of destiny. Being your destiny,
wow.
Ifa is a witness, not everything. So, Ifa. If I is more of a science, it works. You know, if I work with Odu, religious blueprint that guides us through lives. If I say nature based on religion, rituals, initiation, parables, songs, give us the information that we need. You know, we need to study the mechanics of the natural world. Understanding Ivan and the Odu is like unlock the master key, you know, for it to allow us to unlock all our nature's doors. Rituals are very, very structural. For it allows priests to get consistent and accurate results, much like different variables to produce a behavior and outcomes. So, in a nutshell, there's really no separation between science, and spirituality. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, science is the study of spirituality, where we know how things work and how to work with them. You know, you can then turn the idea into something real.
Ah, shit.
One
thing I wanted to point out and emphasizing the point that you're making about the science really researching spirituality and science actually using the things in spirituality. When I had the Babalawo from Nigeria over at my home, and he was giving a lecture on the Ifa medicines, and one of the things that he said was he was educated as a doctor of botany, so he as a profession he studied the medicinal properties of plants. And to him, it was funny that he was being paid to do this when in his family, he came from a line of spiritual herbalists. And his job in science was really to go back and scientifically prove everything that his family, his spiritual lineage, and Ifa had been saying all along for thousands and thousands of years. So Ifa already has the truth of all the things in the world. And then science goes back and studies that truth to try and prove or disprove it. And I just find that very fascinating that Ifa has had this for thousands and thousands of years, and science now tries to prove it.
Yes. You know, science, you know, our people, our fathers, and what is all when I know in the olden days that they don't write things down, do not write, you know. But European, they can write, you know, when they came here, what they listened to what our forefathers say, they wrote it down. They changed everything. You know, if you look at the science, you know how they do science now. In that medicine, you go to the medicine, you do, you know, medicine now. If you take this, what do you call it? When they go to their lab, take this oxygen, put it together, turn it together, it will give you carbon dioxide and whatever, you know. The same thing is how we do things in the manner of, if you go to the medicine. You want to, okay, put one or two together, this leaf, take this leaf, join it together. But if you see those that go to school to study science, to study medicines, to study medicine in school, pharmacists and all that, they don't believe in tradition anymore. They only believe in the science, in what they taught them in school. You know, well now, you know, what you said, you know, it's happening here. You see our doctors, you know, we have doctors here that they went to school to study science, medicine, to become a doctor. If people go to them, don't worry. They will give you injections, pills and all that. But there are some things that they can't handle. They cannot do, they will do tests, they will not see what is happening to that person. They run like a 20 tests. Nothing shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what can I do now? So okay. Take your mind. Though, you know, some of them you can call you behind. Do you have a babalawo in your house? If you have a babalawo first, what is happening to your brother here? We can't handle it. Take you back home. Here we say LFSL. Those are here in Rubab, say LFSL. Take you back home to your father so they know what to do. So a lot of that cases, they will now bring that person to us. We will now divine. If I will now say, do this, do that, make this sacrifice, then that person will be fine and be well. 2 weeks ago, one of my friends, his wife pregnant, 9 months, they had to go to the hospital, you know. But then I said, okay, they have to do the surgery, you know, the operation for that woman to take the child out.
Okay.
Oh, it costs a lot of money, you know. He said, okay, what can I do? So I said, go and bring your wife here. So give me so I feel okay, I do reading, I consult the file, so they don't need to do any CS, any surgery. She would deliver safely. You know, we would make sacrifice, we make medicine, then the woman now, she delivered. You know, but they believe that in science never believe anything else. You don't believe in medicine. You don't believe in cultural anymore. Traditional anymore. No. They don't believe in that. That's it. So any man that you see that he went to school to study science, few of them believe in Ifa. Few of them believe in the man in traditional medicine. Few of them. Some may believe because of their profession. Because of the profession, they can't say it out. But they want to protect their profession.
Right. And one thing I want to point out there is that medicine, the science of medicine, it even if science agrees, let's say, to use the same exact herbs to make medicine for a specific thing, science leaves out one thing. And what you said was right on target. Science, they don't want to believe in the spirituality. And they only want to believe in the science itself. So when it comes to making the medicine, even if they use the same materials in making the medicine, they miss the spiritual part of it because the pharmacists and the doctors, they are not going to use the proper incantations. They are not going to do the spiritual consecration of the medicine, which will activate the ashe of that medicine for the person that it's being given to. Science will just say, okay, we mix these herbs together because they have these properties,
and you take this, and this should work for you. But that's why the medicines that we get from doctors and pharmacists, after a while, they don't work anymore. That's because that natural, that spiritual ashe is not in there. But when a person goes to a babalawo and they get a reading and they get the medicine from that reading, that medicine that they receive, there have been incantations done over that medicine. It has gone through proper consecration so that the ashe is there to help the person. Just the herbs alone won't do it.
No. No. Over here now in Africa, our people, they have seen the difference, you know, in it. You know, they see the difference in when they go to pharmacies, they go to white, medicine. Then black medicine, they see the difference. Because those are the cases that we treat here every day. You know, we treat that every day here. You know, that's one of my friends, doctor, because he can't perform, it's a low sperm count. It's a very, very, small thing, but I've been giving, him take this tablet, take this pill, this, on that. It's the same thing. So I've been taking it for years. Same doctor, I have a problem. It's my friend, but he never tell me. I don't know. So I said, what is happening to you? I said, I was a doctor. He said, I have a low sperm count. Low sperm count. Is that all? He said, yes. Is that all? So that's why your wife is very nice. He said, oh, yes. I said, wow. So why can't you tell me? And I said, how here, you take it. Everything will be, come back normal. Your thing will, if you not be low, it's high. No more low, it will be high. You're like, I don't know. I think, because of propaganda, always on the radio, always on the TV, all that, to advertise the medicine, what they are selling, and all that, It is all, that's what they have, People, Yoruba say that, you told their okuta. As you told their okuta. We can have it, truth. If you take this is truth now to the people, people will not like you. Everybody say truth to you, say truth to them, they will not like you. But if you tell, it brings life to them, people will embrace your life. But no, what is telling you is lie. This is no. They will not believe you. Few people that come to you, okay. When Arumila traveled from when I was in America, Arumila traveled over the world. That's why never. He tell people, this is the right thing to do. You black man, I'm a black man like you, but people like to follow the white man. I don't know why. You see, so it's like that at the beginning. So, but we pray for our people to come back to their roots. Do your religion. Take your medicine.
Okay.
Those medicines that you are taking, it has drugs. Yeah, there is no drug. I never see drug in my life. So, it's a pure medicine. Pure. It won't affect you. It won't affect your blood, your skin, whatever. No, it won't affect you at all. So it's here. Medicine is said as pure medicine. Those that know it, they take it. They are fine with it. Oh, this is it. But if you don't taste it, you don't know whether it's true or not. So,
right.
So we can tell our people to listen. Why people, you know, why people have cancer? Why? Cancer.
Let me ask you something. Want to get your input on this and hear something about what Ifa says about this. And it goes along with making medicines and doing other spiritual work, other Ifa work. And it's about people in the diaspora, especially here in the Americas, who want to embrace their true spiritual heritage, but they don't want to go through the time and expense of receiving Orisha, of getting initiated, and taking the time to study under somebody. For instance, I had one young man approach me recently, and he was saying that he should be able to tap into the power of Olodumare all by himself. This is without initiation, without any real training, and should then be able to do any spiritual work that needs to be done. And I was trying to explain to him, well, no, because there is, you know, purpose and ashe in the initiation process. There are things that you receive through initiation that you cannot receive any other way. So, no, you don't have then, without that, you don't have the ashe to go ahead and do all other spiritual work. He seemed to accept that for a while, but then came back to me with the same thing, saying, okay, well, I respect what you say, but this is what I'm going to do. So he is heading out there to do his own spiritual work on his own with no training, no initiation, just with the knowledge of some things that he read on the internet. So if you could address that a little bit, you know, what Ifa says about people doing things on their own without any initiation or training, and the importance of not trying to do things that you don't really know how to do.
Yes.
I know that's in,
the
16th of the Ifa, that you should not do things that you don't know how to do.
If I said, if I la damo fa onalasi kato mana, ize oniza la ho kato man tayini ni si se. You know, it can only happen over there. Or it can happen over here. You know, if I said that, if I la damo fa onalasi kato mana, ise oniza la ho kato man tayini ni si se. I never finally allowed to go to the awesome Juma. You have to learn from someone. That is life.
Yes.
You see, you have to go to school before, you know, it's like that's in every profession, in everywhere in the world. You have to learn from someone. You have to have someone that you call, this is my boss. This is my master. This is my baba. The one that teach me how to do this. Okay, before I start this program, I say, let me first make my homage. I'm going to make to my father, to my mother, to my whole world, to my whole children. If you call that person, who want to make homage? You make homage to the book. That person, I don't want to say anything, you know, about your program, but if you don't say anything to him anymore, just watch how his life will end. That's all. You can't just do things what you don't know. Who teach you? There's something we call theory. There's something we call practical. If you learn theory, you can read book. You read book. What a practical. You cannot see people that write everything on the book. If they can,
right.
If they write it there, that is also practical. How do you practice it? How do you know? Okay, this is next step. That's another thing that you do. Okay, you can never put three before one. Is that possible? Doing 1, 2, 3. You can't put three
right.
before one. One
right.
is first. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you can never put B before A. A, B, C, D. E, F, G, H. That is it. So if you don't call that person, that kind of person, if I see that kind of person, and if our people say, okay, just only one, we'll just ask him. Just only one question. Just only one question. If he answers that question, he's safe. He's safe. If you continue what he's doing. But
mm-hmm.
if he can't answer that question, I don't know. But in that kind of situations, it's bad. It's very, very bad. You have to learn from someone. Whatever everything that he's do, it's not accepted. Nobody will accept it. God will not accept it. If I will not accept it, our ancestors, they will not accept it. Because we say that Beko lo baju babare ileman lanofoni. You have to have someone that you can call my master, my baba, my boss. In a work, place of work, government work, in secretariat, whatever you people working, that must be a master there. That be a boss. That's our boss. That's our chairman. That's CEO. That's life. You can't just wake up one day and say, okay, I want to be a balawo. Because you buy a book, it has a lot of consequences. A lot of consequences. A lot. Not small one. Not the one consequence. A lot of consequences there for that person. But I don't want to. I grab a bullet, no body. You can never hear bad things from high priest. No. High priest, we don't say bad things. So everything we say, it will be so. It's a shame. A sense, a mark. So, but. I will not pray, I will not curse, but I will just tell that guy, you should go and learn from someone, go to someone that you can call, oh, this is my baba, whether that person is young, old, small, whatever, that whoever know past you, more than you know, you have to respect. It must be respect. We have to respect. Show your respect to someone. So that the consequences is there for that person. But does it a lot of time for that person to think back as okay, let me go to be under okay, who's your baba? Who's your Oluwo? This is my Oluwo. You must have Oluwo. Some people have gifts. Just gifts, but you must have Orumila, he has God. You call God whenever things that is like, you call Olodumare. You see where a man is in this high, your people, Olodumare give him, I say, okay, do this, do that, do this. Olumila, he asked Master, God is there for Olumila to call. So, It's very, you know, there's a lot of room, a chance for that person to come back, okay, to go to someone's, to learn from, to go to someone and call, this is my Baba, this is my Oluwo. But if he refuses of doing that, it is of course, it's there. But you will just leave that person to ancestors, to Ifa, to Orisha, no, to judge. Because we don't know more than Ifa. Now, this Ifa, this is our Orisha that we are calling. You can't fight for them. No, you can't fight for them. You can't fight for them. They know the right time to fight. So sometimes, okay, you want to fight for them. No, don't worry, fighting for me. We don't support that. So that's why you see peace. That's why you see peace in tradition. You see peace in our religion. We don't fight. No bomb, no gunshot. No, we don't fight. No. We leave everything to our Lisha. We don't do wrong. Let them fight for themselves. But now, you call my Orisha. You abuse me. You draw my fire. No. We don't fight for all that. That's why you see peace in tradition. You see peace in Orisha. You see peace in our community. That's it.
Baba, we're going to take just a brief break, and then we're going to come right back. And when we come back, we want you to help us to address something that we've talked about here on the show quite a bit. There is an overall impression with the large majority of African Americans that these traditions are not open to them, or they're made difficult for them to access. So when we come back from the break, I want you to talk a little bit in some very basic practical terms about how people can make connections, legitimate connections in a so-called, how to travel, how to get over some of their fears about travel, what to expect when they get there. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit when we come back from the break. So we certainly appreciate you. We know it's getting late there in Nigeria. We ask that you just be with us just a little bit more. And we're going to take this quick intermission, and then we'll be back with more Ifa Wednesday. All is a blessing.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment. But nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat. Heart be at this place be heart be we beating place in new world space beating being in place in new world preserving our ancient pace our dance is the God walk our music the God talk first thing we do Let's get together. Circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end. Connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics. We must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate whip out of us. But no matter, no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a field without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun. With our elegance, we are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to be, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat.
So.
Congo Square. Be. Congo Square. Be.
This is a message from Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, or OSE, a service of Osei Bile Temple, osebile at gmail.com. That's OSEBIILE at gmail.com. Attention all Iles and temples of Ifa and Orisha tradition. Has the high cost of Ifa and Orisha initiations kept you from sending your godchildren and students for authentic African rites of passage on the motherland? Are you concerned about rip-off pricing for spiritual work? Do you feel as if authentic Yoruba, Ifa, and Orisha tradition is becoming a religion only for the rich? Well now, Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, or OSE, reaches out to you in collaborative effort to make affordable Ifa and Orisha services available to you and your Ile or temple. In cooperation with knowledgeable and fair Babalawos and Olorishas in Yorubaland, Ose arranges spiritual trips to Yorubaland for Ifa and Orisha initiations and other rites of passage, offering travel packages that include airfare, ground transportation in Yorubaland, room and board, and the actual initiation rites, for far less than some of the outrageous prices that are going around. We've all heard of initiations costing $10,000, $12,000, even $20,000 or more. And that does not even include air travel, which can be as much as an additional $2,000 round trip. Ose is currently arranging trips with airfare, ground transportation, room and board, and initiation rites for less than $6,000. That's right, not $10,000, not $12,000 or $20,000, just under $6,000, including airfare. Certain restrictions do apply. Aside from protecting your wallet with reasonable costs, Ose also protects the unity and growth of your Ile. Your godchildren are required to commit to coming back to support your efforts in the Ile, assisting you and your Ile members. Also, Ose provides guidelines for training in Ifa and will work with you to develop training guidelines for the specific needs of your Ile's Ifa and Orisha curriculum. Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, OSE, protects the unity of your Ile and safeguards the members of your Ile from the rip-off fees charged by others. Make Ose your partner for initiations on the motherland and keep your Ile strong. Orisha Spiritual Expeditions, Ose, good for your Ile, good for your godchildren, good for the community. Orisha Spiritual Expeditions is a service of Ose Bile Temple, Georgia, USA, working with Iles across the United States to make Ifa and Orisha tradition available to everyone. For inquiries and further details, contact Ose Bile Temple, osebile at gmail.com. That's OSEBIILE at gmail.com. Osebile at gmail.com. Ibi ire nifan de mi lo. Ire aiku, ire aje, ire alafia. Ashe o.
Zelo ale moje, ima ale.